This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Well, the Mats are moving from the opening brackets to the consolation signs. We're going to move to 113 here in a second, but 285 pounds, Pella has a wrestler out there.
You bet. I also want to mention Egan Lickus from Indianola got past Ad Edwards from Des Moines North Hoover by a score of 3-1. Right now, it's second period action, and it's Pella's very own
Keegan Poole.
Keegan Poole against Daniel Ramirez from Southeast Polk. And Ramirez has got the 3-0 advantage here in the second period. Wrestlers are on the mat right now. And it's Ramirez on top of Poole, both on the score and on the mat. Nice job there by Poole, trying to sit out. A couple of big boys out there, 285-pounders. Keegan Poole from Pella Jr., 20-4 on his season. Also Daniel Ramirez from Southeast Polk, 35-2. Hey, want to thank Jane's Painting. That's Jane Sinnott. For all your painting needs, including commercial, residential, indoor, or outdoor, call Jane Sinnott at 641-777-2072. Jane Sinnott's Painting, 777-2072. All right, we're going to go to the third period here, 285. Poole from Pella on the down position is covered by Ramirez from Southeast Polk. Stand up there by Poole. Back down to the mat with authority. I'd say these two guys here, that's about 500 pounds, maybe 550 of mass out there. And that was, they might have left a dent in the concrete underneath that mat when they came back down to it. So it's Ramirez covering Poole. It's Southeast Polk and Pella. We're going to have wrestlebacks here, and it's going to be Josh Deal from Oskaloosa. He's out there at 113 pounds, Class 2A. And quickly takedown there by his opponent. That's a quick takedown there at 113 pounds. And Deal from Oskaloosa finds himself trailing in this elimination match at 113. It'll be a wrestleback situation here, most likely, for Keegan Poole from Oskaloosa, too. He's being manhandled by Ramirez. Ramirez is on top of that one in the match 3-0 and trying to work a pinning combination against Keegan Poole. Poole gets off the mat, though, at 285. All right.
Period one's going to come to an end here, and Deal finds himself trailing 2-0.
Derek Wyatt, senior from Waverly Shell Rocks, 38 wins on his season. Deal with 28, so Deal defers. Wyatt from Waverly at 113 takes the down position. Deal will cover on the left side. That's a 113-pound match for you. This is an elimination here for you for Oskaloosa Indian Josh Deal. Stand up by Wyatt. Deal cuts him, makes the score 3-0. 3-0 for Oskaloosa, trailing here in the second period. Shot in there by Deal, sprawl by Wyatt. Now Wyatt hips him off the mat. We'll go back to the center of the mat with 100 seconds left in the second period. There's a shot in there by Derek Wyatt from Waverly. Nice counter by Deal. He grabs inside leg, but it's going to be Wyatt getting around behind. Now Wyatt decides to not go for the takedown. He's going to try to put an outside cradle on here in the second period. Meanwhile, at 285, it was Keegan Poole going down against Ramirez. So Poole from Pella will wrestle in the Constellations at 285. And right now it's an outside cradle being applied by Derek Wyatt from Waverly Shell Rock. No points awarded yet for a takedown. Wyatt going for more.
3-0 your score here. Wyatt leads over Josh Deal. Josh Deal here from Oskaloosa. Got 45 seconds left to go here in the second period. Wrestlers at the center of the mat. Deal in on a shot. Wyatt does a nice job of sprawling out of it. Deal circles back to the center of the mat. 30 seconds left to go here in the second period. And Wyatt takes a real wide arm double leg shot there. Deal does a nice job of sprawling back. Gets an underhook in. 20 seconds left to go here in the second period. Deal's got a hold of that back ankle. And Wyatt slips out the back door, gets the two-point takedown. It's 5-0 now in favor of Derek Wyatt from Waverly Shell Rock over Josh Deal.
Well, he's going to get the escape, Travis. Deal does at the end of this period. He's going to trail 5-1. This 113-pound consolation contest brought to you by Summers Car Credit, where they make car buying fun. Also, our friends at Lathrop Construction, TD&T CPA, and Cargill of Eddyville, along with William Penn University.
We'll start the third period here. Wyatt covers Deal. Deal hits a stand-up here. Wyatt reaches, gets a kind of a cradle locked up there, but Deal gets separation from that. Wyatt switches off to a front headlock. Deal needs to stand up here and get some separation. Minute 35 to go here in the third period. 5-1 is your score. Josh Deal trails Derek Wyatt of Waverly Shell Rock.
Drew Sams of Oskaloosa will be coming up here in a moment as well.
And there's the escape for Josh Deal. Deal now trails 5-2. 1:20 left to go in the third period. Deal takes a single leg shot. Wyatt wipes that away. Wrestlers back on their feet, working here on the edge of the mat. Deal tries to duck under. Wyatt does a nice job of gets a underhook in, not allowing Deal to continue with that. And off the edge of the mat, we're going to go. Minute 6 to go here in the third period. Josh Deal trails Derek Wyatt of Waverly Shell Rock by a score 5-2.
The deep shot or a long shot there. Deal sprawls out of it. He's going to get to his feet. Trailing here by 3, 57 seconds of counting. Josh Deal trying to keep his tourney hopes alive. 113 pounds. Now does a great job. He gets behind. He's got the takedown, Travis, and he's cut that lead 5-4.
5-4 here. 45 seconds left to go.
Does Deal. He cut him? And
boy, you about got to think you do at this point. Either that or try to work up on the shoulders and work a tilt. But
that's what he's doing right now.
Wyatt does a nice job of wiping that off. 30 seconds left to go. Josh Deal trails 5-4 here in the third period.
His coaches are shouting out instructions from the side. Deal is trails by 1 here. Final 20 seconds. He's going to have to get a run on the we're going to have a stall warning on
Wyatt's going to get warned for stalling. He's got a point to give. 8 seconds left to go here, and Josh Deal is still trailing 5-4. And
he drops him down to the mat, but and he's going to run out of time. Josh Deal runs out of time. A great contest here, 113 pounds, a tremendous season for Josh Deal.
Tough loss there, 5-4 in an elimination match on the backside of the bracket here. And Josh Deal not real happy about it, but a great season and a great experience for the 113-pounder from Oskaloosa, just a junior. He'll be back next year.
Getting ready to come out here on mat number 7. We've got Jonathan Morales of Atumwa, 126 pounds. And looks like he's going to be taking on, I believe, he's going to be taking on Jake Waters of Dowling Catholic, West Des Moines. No, take that back. Waters. Jacob Waters of Cedar Falls will be Jonathan Morales' opponent.
Drew Sams also will be coming out here momentarily for Oskaloosa. He's at 132 pounds. Justice Skinner at 145 for Atumwa. Wyatt Slaughter at 152. Our matches will be coming up here just momentarily.
Morales in on a shot here. Waters shucks him by. Tries to duck under. Morales has still got an underhook in. We're off the edge of the mat here. Minute 40 to go here in the first period. Jonathan Morales of Atumwa, 31-18 junior, taking on Jacob Waters, the 24-10 senior from Cedar Falls.
Want some tea?
Morales. The Waters has that right arm, gives it up. A minute 26 to go here in this opening period. No score here at 126 pounds. The wrestle back here for Jonathan Morales of Atumwa. This contest being brought to you by People State Bank, Double D Repair, Bluff Creek Archery, Dewey Motor Company, and Tharp Funeral Home in Albia. Here's a deep single leg. Has it elevated. Morales has the single leg.
Trip, needs the trip right here. He brings it back to the center of the mat. In danger of getting a stall call if he doesn't get that trip here in the next couple seconds. Has to give it up. So no score here. He's back in on a single leg again, but we're off the mat. We'll go to the center. And we got a guy here I'm just going to hand my headset to, and he's going to be able to tell you a lot about Jonathan Morales. So you bring us the match while I guess who it is at home, folks. Guess who it is at home. Got somebody special coming up. He'll have the headset.
Morales
on.
Gets caught here in a fireman's carry, and Waters is going to get the takedown now. Morales trails 2-0. 35 seconds left to go here in the first period. Jonathan Morales of Ottumwa trails 2-0.
Morales will come back to the center of the mat, starting the down position here. Trailing 2-0. Tries a stand-up, wiped away right away. Trying to get to his base. Morales trailing here, 2-0. Coach Kevin Cochran is going to join us here in just a second.
There's the escape, 2-1.
15 seconds left to go here in the first period.
All right, we're going to go to the second period. 2-1, the score at 126 pounds. Jonathan Morales from Ottumwa, the Bulldog, trying to stave off elimination at 126 pounds. Great match here, though. It's 2-1, a very narrow, the narrowest of leads. Morales, he's going to defer. He'll take the down position. This period being brought to you by Belzer Equipment, your local New Holland, Kinsey, Vermeer, Land Pride, Westendorf, Big Dog, and Westfield Auger Dealer in Southern Iowa. All right, Morales in the down position, tries to stand up. He trails 2-1 here, first period, second period action just underway. Morales gets the escape with a nice stand up. He's loose at 126. He's now on his feet. They go off the mat out of bounds. We're going to come back to the center of the mat. Morales on his feet now.
Trying to keep track of this track wrestling and keep all these matches, and they have this thing all messed up.
Well, I think that the usage of the internet here is so vast and huge. Everybody on their smartphones, and I just don't think there's enough bandwidth.
I don't think so.
Here's a nice snap down by Morales, but it's off the edge of the mat before he can get control, so we'll go back to the center of the mat. 2-2 the score. There was a takedown in the first period. Morales got the escape, and now, after a second period escape, the score's tied 2-2.
Jonathan Morales trying to make it the third Ottumwa wrestler to work his way to the second day of this wrestling tournament. Alec Clark with the win. Isaiah Cox with the win. And here we are at 126 pounds, 132 pounds. Drew Sam's coming up here in just a few minutes for Oskaloosa.
Clark, Morales gets separation here. 50 seconds left to go in the second period.
Boy, nice drop down to single leg. He's going to elevate to a double leg right at the edge of the mat. Trying to get the takedown. Going to have to drag him back out to the mat. And he'll miss that takedown opportunity right at the edge of the mat. 39 seconds and counting here, second period. Tied at 2. Jonathan Morales. And here is a Kelly attempt and a takedown here. And Morales is going to trail by 2 here. 4-2. Morales trails here for Ottumwa. 21 seconds to go in the second period.
Morales works back up to his base here. Tries to hit a stand-up. Waters breaks him back down to the mat. 10 seconds left to go in the second period. Off the edge of the mat here, Morales trying to hit a switch here, get a stand-up, and he's not going to get the escape. Boy, that looked close to me, Jason, right there on the edge of the mat.
Right there, just and run out of time in the period.
It had to be out of time because he had separation and had the escape. 4-2 the score here to start the third period.
Well, he's going to give the cut right away. See, he was going to start in the cover position. So he'll give the cut. And it's a 5-2 deficit now for Morales of Ottumwa. Trying to keep his tournament hopes alive right here in his final 1 minute 47 seconds. Morales trailing 5-2 here from Ottumwa. Drew Sams coming out here momentarily at 132 pounds. For Oskaloosa. Here's a shot in there, and it's going to be a takedown. And Morales is going to be trailing now 7-2 with 1 minute 30 seconds to go in this contest. Morales of Ottumwa trailing here. Back points moment up. They wipe that off. Only a one count. Morales trailing 7-2. 1:14 to go in the third and final period.
Morales needs to get a rally here with 1 minute left in this match. He trails by 5. He needs something big to happen. being ridden really tough right now, though.
Jacob Waters, a senior from Cedar Falls. Morales trails here. Final 50 seconds for his tournament hopes. Jacob Waters leads 7-2 over Jonathan Morales of Ottumwa.
Morales has got another year left, and he needs to act with the urgency of a senior right now with 40 seconds to go. There's plenty of time for him to make something happen. He just needs to work hard on the bottom, try to bust out of there, get a reversal or an escape.
Drew Sams coming up next. Oskaloosa at 132 pounds. Oski sent three wrestlers up here. Dill is out of the tournament. He lost his first two matches. Sams and Tomlin left. Final 33 seconds here for Morales.
Waters was called for stalling right there as they come back to the center. Yeah, Morales has got to find a way to get to his feet, get an escape, and try to go feet to back here for a quick five, or at least a quick four to tie this thing up.
Well, he's got 26 seconds left to do it in, but he's broken down on his stomach, and that's a tough place to score from, Kevin Cochran.
You know, and watching Morales all year, what he does a lot is he'll never pick down. He always picks on his feet. I don't know if it's just a mental capacity with him not getting to his feet and getting out, but he just lacks the confidence on getting out from the bottom, and it shows right here in this match.
Well, that'll give him something to work on. He does get the escape here at the edge of the mat. He backs his opponent off, but there's only 4 seconds to go. So it's going to be a 7-3 defeat for Jonathan Morales at 126 pounds. The Ottumwa Bulldog goes down to a defeat, but a great season. A great season. No losers up here at state, folks. Big accomplishment to make it state. And the Bulldogs brought seven and won their district.
They had a great district there. And it came right down to the wire. They beat Iowa City West by 2.5 points. Came right down to the last match of that Tyler Bukanazbich. And I missed his match earlier. But he was losing that match 3-0 and came back to win it 5-3, which wrapped up the championship for.
All right, we're going to have Oskaloosa's Drew Sams now at 132 pounds. He's going to be out there on the mat wrestling. Looks like it's going to be Will Henderson from Jefferson Bettendorf. And we're in the first period, and Sams is covering.
He leads 2-0.
He's got the takedown on
Jefferson
from Bettendorf. So he's riding tough with a 2-point lead. Got the takedown in the first period. Sams.
He's got an arm bar in there. Joey's looking to score on it. Ooh, luckily, right at the end of the period.
He got a little bit too high.
He didn't get that wrist. He tried running that around versus what we always try to tell him to do is drive it through that shoulder, which eliminates that roll because he used to start walking that that arm bar around. It's easy for that bottom guy just to roll right through it, which about happened there. But luckily, time was on our side.
That's absolutely right. Now Sams takes down to start this second period. Deep waist ride there by Jefferson. Jefferson with the deep waist ride for Bettendorf. Bettendorf with the black and gold singlets. Sams in his maroon Oskaloosa Indian singlet. Tries to sit out.
He did a Granby.
Gets
did
a Granby roll and a sit out Granby.
He's got the reversal and getting back points.
And Jefferson doesn't even know that he's been reversed yet. But now he does as Sams gets off of the outside inside cradle and tries to work that cradle, but he's now on top. Yep, that's a big 4-point move. It's 6-0.
Yep, got the 2-point reversal, got the 2-point near fall, working that arm bar again. Needs to grab a wrist and try to turn him here. There's a minute 40, let's see, what is there, a minute 12 left in this.
He's going to work that chicken wing. He's a little bit too high, but he gets chest to chest. Ooh, man, he just about got reversed. Now he's going to try to lock up the double chicken wing. Hey, winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's Drew Sams stacking up Jefferson right now. He's got the double chicken wing locked up.
Almost had him over.
He's got it locked up still. He's got the one arm bar. That head. Gets a little bit too high, and looks like he's going to have to give up a takedown and escape here. And he does. That's the first point of the match for Jefferson from Bettendorf. And Sams quickly in on an ankle pick with the 6-1 score. He goes to a double leg off that ankle pick. Gets up on the hips. Yep. Gets the ankle pick and gets the 2-point takedown. Gets behind, gets control. 8-1 with 30 seconds to go in the second period at 132. Drew Sams from Oskaloosa has the lead.
We got Colin McConnell here on mat number 6 going against Noah Carr from West Des Moines Valley with the 38-12 record. Both seniors here do-or-die match for both of these guys.
Well, you call that one, and I'll bring all of our Southern Iowa wrestling fans this Drew Sams match. Sams with 8-1 lead in the second period, trying to close out this period on top with a duck under. Just runs that thing, but we run out of time.
We still got a 0-0 match here, and Colin McConnell with about 20 seconds left here in the period. Both on their feet. Not a lot of attempts happening here. Calling in on a shot. Circling around. Falls to his butt. And Carr spins around, gets the two with 15 seconds left. We'll see if Colin can't find a way to, as they go out of bounds, come back to the center, at least get one to end the period 2-1.
Sam selects down to start the third period at 1:32 for Oskaloosa. This third period being brought to you today, folks, by Bluff Creek Archery. For all your archery needs and indoor shooting range, Bluff Creek Archery in Albion on Washington Avenue East. And a nice little sit-out switch by Drew Sams, and he gets his 10th point with that two-point reversal. 10-1, Drew Sams on top at 1:32, taking care of Jefferson from Bettendorf here in this consolation side match. Really like the way Drew Sams is working.
As we come to a close here on period number one, Colin does get the escape with 12 seconds left, makes the score 2-1. Looks like Valley's going to have the choice, and he's going to go down for the second period. So Colin's going to have a tough ride, see if we can't get a tilt for a turn.
Here at 1:32, Drew Sams working on top with 1 minute left in the match. He's got the 9-point lead. It'll be bonus points for the Oskaloosa Indians for a major decision. He's got the crossbody ride in, working hard on a power half. Power half is going to be applied in on the left side. Now he gets off the power half, puts the half, regular half in on the right side, runs a chicken wing on the left, gives up the power half, gives up the half, tries to bar the arm. He's got the chicken wing in on the left. Now he gets back onto the hips. There's a side roll by Jefferson. Jefferson with the side roll, but rolling right through is Drew Sams with 29 seconds to go. Sams is in control of this match, Kevin, 10-1.
Slaughter down here on mat number one.
Oh, wow, we got two.
We got all kinds of them out here. Colin did a nice job riding there. Carr sat out, and McConnell let him go back on their feet. A 3-1 score. Colin's down. Needs a takedown here to tie it up. We got, looks like, Justice Skinner over there on mat number one for the Ottumwa Bulldogs as they get started. 0-0 with a minute 15 left in the first period.
That's a 145-pound match.
That wraps it up for Sams of Oskaloosa as he wins 10-1 for a major decision for your Oskaloosa Indians.
Congratulations, Drew Sams. We'll be talking about you
tomorrow
while you wrestle tomorrow. That is awesome. 145-pounder Justice Skinner. He's out there on the mat. It looks like that would be Brock Parker from Waukee. They are scoreless, just underway here at 145. Justice Skinner on his feet for the Ottumwa Bulldogs.
Colin McConnell on mat number six, still trying to make something happen. They're both on their feet. Not a lot of action going on. You know, the West Des Moines Valley, they're going to vie for a state title. They won the dual title, and they're going to try to knock off Southeast Polk or Fort Dodge here for an individual titles. So it's a crucial match for Colin to knock off a Valley wrestler.
Well, he's got a scramble going on right here, and it looks to me like
hope for a stalemate.
Yeah, stalemate would be a good thing here, but it looks like the Valley wrestler is going to be able to come out the back, and he's hanging on tight.
There's a couple scramblers between him and Wyatt Slaughter.
He's going to have to give it up right here, though.
He's going to come. He may get out of this thing.
Yeah,
it's
he does.
Scramble.
The time runs out.
Up and back. Yep, time runs out. So it's a 3-1 lead for Carr of Valley going in third period. McConnell's going to choose down.
We're going to go to the second period at 1:45, scoreless. No takedown for Waukee. No takedown for Skinner from Ottumwa. It'll be the Waukee wrestler, Brock Parker, taking the down position. He's going to try to get the first point of this match as Skinner covers.
McConnell gets broken down. Carr's got that leg in. To me, that's a time waster, Joe. And
that's a way to get rid of some time. And when you've got a 3-1 lead and you haven't been warned for stalling, you just go ahead and stick that leg in there.
We got a potential dangerous call there, so at least we got to start back to the center, get a fresh start here. Colin's got to come up to his feet, so Carr does not put those legs in.
Like to see him bust out of there real quick with stand-up, but the first move is a little swim out there, and the leg gets put in. Valley working on top. Got the leg in on the right-hand side. He might be just a little bit high, though.
He's a little high. Collins done a nice sit out. Can't come around, possibly get two here. If he can stay there, get a two, and maybe get more. Maybe get more.
He's got the reversal.
And he's got the legs crossed. He's got the leg split there. If he can find a way to get into his back, come up, get an arm bar in.
So Colin McConnell ties it up 3-3 with a minute to go left in that match. We'll leave it right with you, Kevin. Skinner is trailing 3-0.
Okay, Colin did a nice job. I mean, didn't get any back points out of it, but he's got a nice tough ride in. We got 54 seconds left here in the third period, 3-3 tie. Carr's not doing a whole lot. McConnell's trying to get the leg in. He's trying to get a turn. Be nice to get a cheap tilt here for two real quick.
Cheap two been called by Kevin Cochran here at 138 pounds for Colin McConnell.
He's got to come in and try to get a bar. There, Carr gets one for stalling, not doing anything on the bottom. Colin's still trying to turn. We got 26 seconds left here in the third period, 3-3 tie. Looks like we might have ourselves another overtime, Joe, if nothing transpires here.
Boy, we had some dandy overtime matches in Class 1A here on 96.7 KIIC. And we got our first point of the match for Justice Skinner. He gets loose with 22 seconds left in the second period, 3-1 that one.
We got 5 seconds left here.
Collins
going to try to get a cradle here with about. Is he going to get the. Oh, time runs out. He had it. He needed 5 more seconds. He was going to get the two count and win that match, but time was on Carr's favor there. Now we go to 1 minute sudden victory on their feet. First takedown or first points and scores is going to win. And Valley's been warned for stalling.
And that could be large, large, large here.
You always hate to see a match in on a stalling call unless it's in our favor.
Well, I'd like to see Colin McConnell keep the pressure on him. Oh, double leg there by.
He got caught flat-footed there. Luckily, he responded, and hopefully maybe we can get a
our second stalemate
out of this thing. He's got to watch himself for a defensive pin here.
He rolls out of it.
Rolls through it.
Still not.
He's got to get up off of his hip. He's got to get up off of his hip. Roll him through again. Roll him through and roll him right out of bounds here. He's got Carr's leg or head between his legs, and he's on the other end, and they're scramble.
And with 15 seconds to go, there's the takedown. They don't award the takedown yet.
There's
10 seconds to go. Boy, the best thing that could happen here.
There's the two.
Yeah, there's the two, and that will be the match for the Valley wrestler in sudden victory. A 4-point move. And Colin McConnell, no shame there. A great season.
Hey, Joe, I've got Drew Sams here with me down here in the tunnel.
Drew,
congratulations on your consolation round win. Give us a little bit of an idea on what was going on in that match.
Well, I knew I had to get out early ahead. I knew I had to get some takedowns. Went out there, struggled to get the first takedown. Ended up getting it off of a failed shot attempt that turned into a scramble. Then from there, I had to turn it on. I knew I could beat him on top, so I just worked for turns. Got a reversal, got some back points. Then got another takedown. I knew I get a couple takedowns, I'm going to win the match so I can control him on top. Just had to stay out in front, not go behind.
What are you going to do to prepare for tomorrow's matches?
Well, I got to get the right mindset tonight. I got to get a good workout in tonight, make sure I'm underweight, not have to worry about weight for tomorrow. And then just got to have a good preparation in the morning. It's going to be early round. I'm going to have to be prepared.
Well, congratulations on your major decision this afternoon. Take it away, Joe.
Hey, we got a great match going for you right now at 145 pounds. Justice Skinner is in a dogfight here. He just gave up a takedown to the Waukee wrestler. That makes the score 5-2 with 28 seconds to go at 145. Justice Skinner in danger of being eliminated here at 145.
Hey, we got Wyatt Slaughter coming up right here on mat number 8. Just getting ready to get underway versus Sean Brown of Des Moines Lincoln.
Final 12 seconds at 145, an escape by Skinner. Skinner working hard on top, needs to get a takedown in the next 6 seconds in order to extend this match to sudden victory. And it's a shot in there and a counter by Waukee. And Skinner will run out of time. The Ottumwa Bulldog goes down at 145. Waukee has his hand raised.
Not sure what's going on over here unless they're having some troubles with track wrestling or something. The match has not started between Slaughter and Brown.
Well, it gives us a chance to thank the Albia Brewing Company. They've got custom-made pizza, unique sandwiches, and appetizers. Call them at 932-4085 for your carryout tonight while you listen to this broadcast of state wrestling. All right, we're going to have Wyatt Slaughter out there on the mat. Competing at 152 pounds.
This Brown from Lincoln's a tough little freshman. He's just a freshman here making his
first
trip.
He's in on a double leg and really does a good job elevating and tripping. But Schlatter comes out the backside and can't quite get the takedown yet, but what seemed to be a sure two.
If he comes in behind that arm, he should get the two. But now we're back in a scramble. Brown's back up on the leg here.
Brown's an athletic young wrestler here for Des Moines Lincoln. He's in now on a double leg, but a nice dump there. And it's a two-point takedown for Lincoln.
These guys have wrestled twice this year, and they've split. Wyatt beat him there at the Tillman Invitational, and then Brown beat him. Can't remember where. Maybe in the duel. I think in the duel he beat him. So we're 1-1.
Right now, Sean Brown's on top, 2-0 with first period takedown. The Tillman Bulldogs have a little bit of tough luck here in the consolation side. Looking to advance their first wrestler through on the consolation side and looking to Wyatt Schlatter at 152 to make that happen. Tough loss earlier at 285 for Bookin Nosbish with a 4-1 lead. Got caught in a bear hug move and was pinned by Breyrink from Carroll. Right now, it's 152 pounds. Wyatt Schlatter against Sean Brown. Schlatter from Ottumwa, Brown from Des Moines Lincoln. An escape for Schlatter. He shoves his Des Moines Lincoln opponent off the mat. Trailing 2-1 now. Two for Brown with that nifty double leg scramble takedown. One for Schlatter with that stand-up escape. Now at the center of the mat, the two wrestlers are sparring. There's a collar tie in here now and a snap down attempt by Schlatter. And they go off the mat with 31 seconds left in the first period.
Now Schlatter needs to find a way to get a takedown here with 30 seconds left.
There's just a straight in shot by Brown. Nice underhook there by Schlatter. He's got the underhook position, but he's running out of real estate, and they go off the mat. I like these chances there in that tie-up.
You know, Schlatter's, I mean, I'm going to tell you, he's a funky of a wrestler as anybody that's going to be in this place. He'll get in the craziest positions, and you'll never think how he'd get out of them, and he does. And he's in trouble right now as Brown's got him up
Brown
on his feet.
Brown doesn't know what to do with him, though.
And here's what
Schlatter
I'm saying.
Steps over, and Schlatter could get a takedown here with 3 seconds to go. He needs to get behind.
He's got
the cross face in hard, but he can't quite get there. Needed a little more time there.
Yep, he was going to have that cradle locked up, but Brown still had that leg secured so that he does not get the two-point takedown. 2-1 going into the second period.
All right, your Ottumwa Bulldogs are out there on the mat right now. Got to make sure we thank GP Insurance, no matter what stage of life you're in. Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through simple blue health plans. Call Eric at GNP, an authorized independent agent for Wellmark, 932-3171. Right now,
Schlatter took bottom, trying to find a way to get out, gets up to his feet, and Brown just cuts him.
And that ties this matchup. A couple of escapes to go against a takedown. Schlatter tied now, 2-2. Wrestlers are on their feet with 135 to go in the second period at 152 pounds. This is an elimination match down here at Wells Fargo on 96.7. If you're listening on Thunder Country, expecting that classic country sound, we're bringing you live high school wrestling from Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair joined by Kevin Cochran, Jason Summers, Joe Millage, and Travis Zappel, our amazing broadcast team here from Wells Fargo Arena. Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines is the venue for this year's 2016 state championship match, where Sean Brown from Des Moines Lincoln is in an elimination match at 152 pounds with Wyatt Schlatter from Ottumwa.
Had another nice scramble there, went out of bounds, try to refresh here, get started. As you see, Wyatt's going to be a defensive wrestler. He likes those guys taking shots on him. He's going to try to score based upon their mistakes, and it's kind of proven here. I mean, Brown's been in on some good shots, and nothing's come out of them.
Well, there's 45 seconds left in the second period. The wrestlers are on their feet in the second period.
Got a 2-2 tie.
There's an underhook. Oh, a double underhook by Sean Brown. Schlatter tries to back out of it, but Brown maintains the contact, drops down to a single leg, but a nice snap down by Schlatter. Schlatter with a whizzer now, tries to whizzer and hip Brown, but it's at the edge of the mat. Brown gets over, hooks the leg. He's on the outside of the leg. The whizzer still being applied by Schlatter, so no points awarded. And there is a out of bounds with 11 seconds to go. Nice scramble there.
It was a good scramble.
Could have been a takedown for Brown.
Thought Brown was going to try to limp arm that out, that whizzer out of there, and cover him for two. He was in position there.
He had the leg hooked. He had the leg hooked. I don't know. Just too close to the outside circle, I guess, and Schlatter did a good job.
And we come to the end of the second period. It's going to be Brown's choice, and I have a feeling he's going to go down.
I got that feeling as well, and that's what he selects.
So we got to find either a way to get a takedown here if Brown gets to his feet, or find a way to turn him here.
Looks like at mat number six, we're going to have an Indianola wrestler out there. I'll check that one for you. That is an Indianola Indian. That might be Zimmerman.
Yep, 170 pounds.
Zimmerman at 170. I'll bring you that match, folks, for the Indianola Indians, and you keep us posted there, Kevin, on Wyatt Schlatter. He's locked up in a 2-2 tie at 152. It's all yours.
Yep, he's got Brown broken down, but they're on the edge of the mat trying to find a way to get an arm bar and turn him. It's been scramble after scramble here. Slaughter's trying to get an arm bar. He's got a wrist. Gets away. I think the referee's telling Brown he's got to be moving from down there as they go out of bounds. Minute 12 remaining. 2-2 tie.
We'll bring you this Zimmerman match. Zimmerman gets behind, gets a two-point takedown on Dykes from Iowa City West. He's trying to lock up a cradle as we go through the minute and 40 mark.
Do we get a locking of hands?
We do have a locking of hands. I looked away for a second on the Timberman match. Just, and I looked back, and
it had to be. I mean, there was really no time to get it. He's looking over to the coaches. What happened? But I saw the indication given, and I didn't catch it. I was watching the match.
I didn't see it either. Well, apparently J.P. Williams seen it better than we did.
Yep. He's got a little better view than we do,
or he missed it. One of the two.
Yep. Wyatt might need to
tilt, and he's going to run him over.
There we go. Get your two count. Get a two count here. He's got a turn. He's got to keep coming back on him. He can still get it. He got a one count, rolled him through, got a one count again, came back. He's back on his belly. He's got to find a way to turn him here with 45 seconds left. And he finds himself trailing 3-2.
A couple of scrambles
there's
over.
There's another.
That's the first warning.
It's the first one. But I'll tell you what, just really Brown's not really wrestling from the bottom here.
No, we use the term he's wrestling not to lose, and I mean 3-2, he can do that as long as he don't get called for stalling again to tie it back up.
There's a pile of time left in that one, 25 seconds as they go off the mat. We'll let you know about Zimmerman. He's in a 4-4 tie. He's had a couple of takedowns, given up a couple of escapes and a takedown against his Iowa City opponent, Jacob Dykes. So Zimmerman from Indianola, 4-4, still first period.
This Schlatter is fun to watch, Coach.
He is fun to watch. He's the type that he'll give you a heart attack. With the scrambles and everything else. Okay, that's probably what we needed right there. We got 19 seconds left, 4-2. He gives Brown the escape. He's got to get a takedown and take this into overtime and try to win it in that sudden victory minute.
16 seconds and counting. Slider. Oh, what a funky move there. Can he get him off? Oh!
11 seconds to go.
11 seconds. But he's got to keep putting pressure on. I'm assuming Brown's going to shoot here. He knows he's been warned for stalling.
He's got one to give. 9 seconds.
There it is.
There's 1 point, but he still trails here. 4-3.
Six seconds left.
A bulldog move here. He might get another stall call, but he needs to do something crazy.
Here's a throw attempt by Schlatter off the edge of the mat.
And that's time. The senior, Wyatt Schlatter, sees his dream shattered right there. Goes 0-2 in this tournament. That's the worst feeling in the world for a wrestler. You go 0-2, and then you're sitting up here watching all your buddies as they continue on.
Well, he had a good effort there, just a little mental slip there with the locking hands, and that was really the difference in the match. We got a good match coming for you here at 170 pounds. We're locked up in a 4-4 tie. And now the two-point takedown to start the second period, and that'll be Dykes from Iowa City on top of Zimmerman from Indianola.
We're going to have Coach Jeremy Frew on Fox 15 tonight. Alec Clark has already punched his ticket, along with Isaiah Cox. They're on the championship side. And Tyler Bookin Nosbish coming up at 285. Also, Oscars of Fans, 220. Callan Tomlin trying to wrestle back here. He'll have a consolation matchup at 220 here in a few minutes.
Over here at 170, Zimmerman's getting stacked up by Dykes, and Zimmerman is in quite a bit of trouble here. He gets pinned. Call that pin in 3 minutes 49 seconds. And it'll go down against Dykes from Iowa City City High.
Well, we will take a timeout. We've got 2:20 coming up. Callan Tomlin coming up. Tyler Book and Nosbitch at 2:85 for Ottumwa. When we come back to Wells Fargo Arena, High Above the Mats, High Fidelity. Don't go anywhere.
If a new building has been on your mind, it's time to call Morton Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing during our Building Value Day sales event. From garages and hobby shops to machine storage and commercial facilities, Morton constructs quality buildings for a variety of uses that meet your needs and style. Additionally, Morton is now offering its exclusive concrete columns as standard on all buildings, removing the wood out of the ground. To learn more, stop in your local construction center in Sheraton or Fairfield, or give us a call at 800-447-7436.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
You wouldn't have a child do a man's job, so why would you put an off-brand filter on your John Deere equipment and expect it to perform like John Deere filters that are continually subjected to intense quality control monitoring and testing to protect the valuable investment you've made? Stop by Sinclair Tractor during the month of February and get 12% off all John Deere filters and 10% off all John Deere oil. Stock up and save at Sinclair Tractor, where they strive to earn your business every day. Visit SinclairTractor.com.
Do I really need to call before I dig? Do I need an expert to install a generator?
More than 4,000 people are injured or killed in electrical accidents every year. Most accidents are avoidable. Before digging in your yard or installing a generator, keep safety in mind. Know where your power lines run. Be aware of electrical hazards, because what you don't know might shock you.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
What an exciting year as we get to this point of the year with the state wrestling tournaments in Iowa and, of course, basketball tournaments coming up as well. Iowa, a great place to be at this time of year. Iowa's a great place to be, too, if you want the best in education. And if you're considering open enrolling your student for the 2016-17 school year, March 1st is the deadline for approval. You need to get the forms picked up in your local district office, or I'll suggest you to the Albia Community School District office at 701 Washington Avenue East in Albia. The reason I say Albia is because of the terrific academic programs. They emphasize 21st century skills. They emphasize technology and getting ready for your career and for college. They also have wonderful scholarship opportunities like the Delavadova Trust Fund. Their state-of-the-art facilities continue to improve at every level. They're terrific, and they have great teachers, terrific athletic and fine arts programs as well. It's all part of the Blue Pride Way in the Albia Community School District. Consider open enrollment there. You'll be glad you did.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank, member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
No matter what stage of life you're in, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, gives you the coverage you deserve through Simply Blue Health Plans. Choose from more than 20 coverage options, from traditional to tax advantage plans. Plus, get peace of mind knowing that you're covered by a name you know and trust. That's the difference of blue. For information, call Eric Powers, an authorized independent agent of Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, 641-932-3171.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back here, consolation side of this Class 3A action. Ottumwa has two wrestlers on to the championship side. Oskaloosa, you have Drew Sams continuing on to wrestle tomorrow. And Callan Tomlin's going to come up here in just a moment. Looking for some concrete work. Wirtz's Construction, a call, concrete. Wirtz's Concrete, patio to driveways to basements. Let them help you with all your concrete needs, including decorative stamped concrete. Give them a call today, 799-5586, to get on the spring work schedule. You want to do that right now.
And I tell you what, they just called Callan Tomlin out of the tunnel, and he sprinted across the entirety of the floor here at Wells Fargo Arena, checks in at the scorer's table, sheds his warm-ups, and looks to me like he's ready to wrestle.
He's a fun young man to hang. He's got a lot of energy, a real personality. He's looking forward to invite the Oskaloosa to team up to join us on Fox 15, and he's looking forward to coming up and talking to us. His coach, Coach Weber, and you are the uncle.
Well, it'd be a cousin.
Cousin, I'm sorry.
Actually, his grandpa would be my first cousin, so his great grandparents is my aunt and uncle. So if Dean and Wanda's listening in, we're going to bring you Callan's match live. Dean and Vicky, I'm sure, are still listening in.
Yeah,
hopefully we can find a way to get Callan a win here.
Well, they've texted in a couple of times. Grandparents, Dean and Vicky Tomlin.
All right, we're going to wrestle here, Oskaloosa Indians. It's your very own 220-pounder, Callan Tomlin. He's up against a Cedar Rapids Prairie opponent, Tyler Pasker, 33-16 on his senior campaign. So junior versus senior, Oskaloosa versus Cedar Rapids. They're on their feet, and we are underway at 220. This is an elimination match here. The winner of this one will wrestle tomorrow. The loser will be a spectator, the same as you on the radio here on 96.7. Callan Tomlin from Oskaloosa in a collar tie.
Quite a bit of action here early on for the 220-pounders.
Yeah, really
wrestling like 70-pounders.
Trying to get the underhook here. That's why he wrestled in that first contest. He really had a great contest. The first just came up short.
Pasker with a underhook there. Good job there by Tomlin from Oskaloosa getting out of that. Backs out. Now back into a collar tie situation. Hand control being applied by Tomlin, and he bulldozes his Cedar Rapids opponent off the mat, and we will restart it at the center of the mat. 1:15 to go here.
Well, this contest brought to you by William Penn University, Quality Ag, and Community First Credit Union.
I tell you what, Callan Tomlin had a headlock locked up there, and just a little bit too much sweat on Pasker's head or something. He slipped right out of it, and a good job there by Tomlin. Looked like he was going to get taken down after that missed headlock throw, but he hits a switch and goes off the mat before Pasker from Cedar Rapids could get control. We're down through 1 minute now. Callan Tomlin from Oskaloosa just got done suffering his fourth loss of the season. He's a junior with a 37-4 record now after that loss to Dallas Jacobus from Cedar Rapids Kennedy. So he's drawn the Cedar Rapids teams today. He got Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the opening round, and now he's got Cedar Rapids Prairie. He's on his feet in a scoreless tie here in this 220-pound consolation match.
Been a lot of hand fighting going on here, Joe, trying to get under hooks and coming up on the head. And you don't see these big boys take your single leg and double legs like you do the smaller guys. So they try to work bars and come up on that head and try to find a way to get them to the mat.
That's right. And there's another headlock try there by Tomlin. And he's hipping off the mat. And with 10 seconds to go, we're still scoreless first period.
Well, Tomlin's got good reaction to that, though. Because, man, immediately when you miss that, if you blink for a second, you're going to get taken down. And he responds well and
there's
comes
right
back up.
Single leg there by Pasker. Pasker's in on single leg. And Tomlin needs to hang on for two seconds. He cannot. There is, right at the buzzer.
They're going to talk about it.
I don't think he got the takedown. But it was so close.
Yeah,
they do not call the takedown.
Pasker
nearly got the takedown on Tomlin. So like that scramble, like that flurry. This is great wrestling here for you on 96.7, folks. It's all the way great here at Wells Fargo Arena.
285, Tyler Book and Nosbitch will be coming out here also for a tumble. We'll keep our eyes open for that mat.
Tyler Book and Nosbitch up right there on mat 8 against Ad Edwards. From Des Moines North Hoover.
Well, he's got the double underhook on over there, 20 seconds into the opening period. No score here, 285. Let's get back to Callan Tomlin.
Tomlin will start the second period, covering his Cedar Rapids Prairie opponent. That is Pasker, Tyler Pasker, in the down position. Pasker hits a sit out. Nice job there. And a Granby roll try there by Pasker, and he gets loose. So it's 1-0. The first point scored by Tyler Pasker from Cedar Rapids Prairie, Callan Tomlin from Oski Trails.
Well, it is Edwards from Des Moines North that gets the takedown first over Bukan Nosbitch of Tomlin. He leads 2-0 at 285 pounds. Callan Tomlin on the mat over here at 220. This 220 contest brought to you by Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa and TD and TCPA.
We're off the mat here and breaking the action in the second period. 1-0 the score. The wrestlers are on their feet at 220. It's Tomlin from Oskaloosa. Pasker from Cedar Rapids.
285. It is still Nosbitch trailing here 2-0. 38 seconds to go in the opening period.
Hey, let's get one, Callan. Bookin's trying to find a way to get to his feet here, but Edwards, as we said, I think everybody kind of outweighs Bookin Nosbitch here, so it's a little bit more of a struggle for him to come up and get to his feet. This Edwards is kind of an interesting story. He's like a jiu-jitsu type of wrestler. So when you watch him, I mean, he'll bow to the officials and do all that jiu-jitsu stuff. So that's how he got taken down in that body lock there. But he's trying to find a way to get out and score here with 6 seconds left here.
Well, there's a chin back, and time is going to expire in that first period at 285. Let's get over to the final 23 seconds at 220. Callan Tomlin of Oskaloosa is on the mat here.
We're in the second period with 23 seconds left. The wrestlers are on their feet in a 1-0 contest. Pasker from Cedar Rapids got the early escape in the second period. That's all the scoring that we have seen. It's been wrestling on their feet for the entirety of the first period and the rest of this second. We're going to go through the final 10 seconds here at 220 in the second period. Wrestlers are on their feet. Callan Tomlin from Oskaloosa is going to go to the third period, trailing 1-0.
Second period just getting started here at 285. Ad Edwards of Des Moines North is out in front here. Bookin Nosbitch will cover to begin the second period. 10 seconds in, he trails 2-0 here. And we're staying right here with the 220. At 220, we got Callan Tomlin.
Callan Tomlin will cover. Or will take down to start the third period. And it looks like we got a blood timeout, so we can send it back over there to Atumwa.
Well, Edwards gets the escape, and now a throw attempt off the edge of the mat. Edwards got the escape. He started the down position, gets the escape, and now leads Bookin Nosbitch 3-0, 1:24 to go, second period.
We got Brock Van Loon here on mat number 8 from Indianola taking on Tanner Miller from Lewis Central. Both seniors here. In a 2-2 tie in the second period.
Ad Edwards, 37-8 senior, with a 3-0 lead over Tyler Bookin Nosbitch of Atumwa. The final match is being completed right here in this 3A round of action. We'll get to 2A at 6 o'clock. 55 seconds of counting. Still a blood timeout in the Tomlin matchup. 50 seconds of counting here in this second period. Book and Nosbitt trails 3-0.
We're going to go ahead and finally start the third period here at 220 with a 1-0 deficit for Oskaloosa's Callan Tomlin. He gets set on the bottom. Pastor from Cedar Rapids covers. And on the whistle, it's a stand-up by Callan Tomlin. He gets separation and an escape. 1-1 now. Oh, 7 seconds into the third period.
Over here.
7 seconds into the third period. A quick escape by Callan Tomlin. And the wrestlers are on their feet. They go off the mat. And we are going to continue wrestling here on the reset.
Well, Edwards gets another takedown over Tyler Book and Nosbitt. And now he leads 5-0 with 13 seconds in the second period. We'll come back to our 285 contest, but right now with 1:47 to go, it is Tomlin trying to get the win for the Indians.
Callan Tomlin doesn't want his season to end on mat number two at Wells Fargo on the first day. He's locked up in a 1-1 tie for the Oskaloosa Indians. He's on his feet. Both wrestlers have traded escapes in the second and third periods, respectively. There's not really been any shots taken. It's been a lot of hand-checking, a lot of horse collars, and a lot of pummeling and collar ties.
Third period just underway here, 285. Tyler Book and Nosbitt trails 5-0 at the hands of Edwards. 10 seconds gone by, third period. Final 1:16 over here on 220.
Just one of these matches that it makes you feel like the first guy that takes a shot is going to be the winner, Kevin Cochran, and no shots been taken yet. Right now, it's Callan Tomlin.
There's a
double leg in there by Pastor, but a nice job by Tomlin whizzing his way out of it. Now we're back to neutral with 55 seconds to go, 220 pounders. Callan Tomlin with a single leg shot. Good job there by Pastor backing out. Now Pastor in on an underhook. Tomlin shot with his right arm just a little bit wide, and it gave Pastor the advantage. But now Pastor shoots from a little bit too far out. It's a front headlock now, though, by Callan Tomlin with a snap down, but it's right at the edge of the mat, and they're going to go off the mat, out of bounds with 31 seconds to go. Still 1-1 at the 220-pound match here on mat number two at Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 live high school 3A wrestling action. This is an elimination match for Oskaloosa's Callan Tomlin. He's in a 1-1 tie. We're wrestling again on our feet with 22 seconds to go. They're just back and forth like a couple of bulls.
Book of Nosbitt trailing 9-1, 30 seconds of counting. Let's get to the final 12 seconds here at 220 pounds.
We're going to go to overtime here in this one, folks. It's 1-1. There's 6 seconds to go. A shot
Pastor.
And Pastor gets behind, and a nice job backing out of it with a wizard by Callan Tomlin.
Oh, buddy.
He almost got taken down there on a great single leg shot by Pastor. Pastor, with some gas in the tank, goes straight back to the middle ready to wrestle. But we're going to have a blood timeout.
Tyler Book and Nosbitt of Ottumwa trails here 9-1. Final 17 seconds. Edwards of North, Des Moines North, with the lead here as the clock runs out on Tyler Book and Nosbitt's senior season. Well, 35 wins on the season, an excellent senior career, and he got to Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, you just take the way that he lost that first match. He had it in control, and with 50 seconds to go with a big lead, gets caught in a bear hug throw and got put on his back and pinned, and he's going to lose this one at 285, but great season.
Well, four. Coach, he could easily wrestle at 220 weight class. He's given up about 50, 60 pounds.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, we was talking earlier, at our district, you know, Callan Tomlin was the champion at our district,
right.
And he'd been beat by Callan earlier in the year. He lost 1-0 to the Iowa City kid who ended up getting second, so we'd Coach Frew decided to bump him up 220 or to 285 just to get him here. You know, that's the thing. Once you get here, nobody can take that away from you, and it's quite the experience to say you come up here and wrestle.
All right, we got a second period match going over here with Keegan Poole from Appella in a scoreless tie. But right now, it's sudden victory for Callan Tomlin
on
his feet. They're back wrestling again.
Wow.
8 seconds into it. No love lost between these two grapplers.
Something went flying through the crowd.
Well,
hit that stand, and I don't know what went flying, but
the official having a word with Callan Tomlin right now, and we're going to go back to wrestling.
Hey, and Brock Van Loon over here on mat number 8 just got a takedown in the final seconds to beat Tanner Miller by a score of 4-3, so he needed that takedown to take the win and to advance on to tomorrow.
There's an underhook by Pastor. Pastor gets behind and gets around, but a bulldog maneuver by Callan Tomlin.
Quick feet there.
What good action. Good action.
That looked like a sure takedown. Great job of getting away from that by Tomlin. 30 seconds and counting here, 220 pounds. Tied at 1 in sudden victory.
Pastor from Cedar Rapids looks over to the corner, glances at the clock, sees that there's only 24 seconds left to go. Callan Tomlin now in on a double leg, pushes and bulldogs his way off the mat, and we are going to reset it with 18 seconds to go in this sudden victory period. Tomlin now breathing heavily, pushing pressure onto Pastor. There's a shot by Pastor. Snap down by Tomlin.
7 seconds and counting.
And an underhook by Tomlin with 5 seconds to go. We're off the mat, out of bounds with three to go.
Love this action, though, guys. 220 pounds. These guys are going at it.
And these are the last two matches going. We got Keegan Poole over here in a 1-1 tie in the third period. We could have Southern Iowa going sudden victory overtime in consecutive matches.
Here's the coin toss, and it is going to come up green.
So now we're in the first tiebreaker. Yep. Tiebreaker one.
First point scored is Pasker.
Yep. Pasker.
So what happens here, though, is each wrestler is going to get, they'll get their choice, and they got 30 seconds. So even though he scores, they're going to continue to wrestle for the full 30 seconds.
We got 1 minute left at 285, where Keegan Poole is on his feet in a 1-1 tie. We'll keep you posted on that one, too.
There is the escape now for Pasker. 2-1 contest here. Remember, we'll have one more period at 30 seconds. This is we're past the sudden victory. Now we have two periods of action here of 30 seconds apiece. Pasker scores first here. 2-1. 8 seconds to go in this fifth period of action.
A couple of Southern Iowa wrestlers over there on the other 285-pound match. It's going to go to overtime as well. It's Wellendorf from Fort Madison against Poole from Pella.
That's how you finish a round of action.
So Tomlin's going to choose to go down. Now he's got 30 seconds to get out. Now he can get out.
Good sportsmanship right there.
You know, get out, get a takedown, ride out the 30 seconds and still win the match.
Yeah, Callan Tomlin, before this period started, turned around and shook the hand of Pasker before he got set in the down position.
Now Pasker, Tomlin tried to sit it out.
Tomlin needs to get a stand up here. There's only 23 seconds to go. He doesn't need to be trying to get a reversal. He needs to get that point, tie this thing up, and go to the final.
16 seconds of counting. He's got to get to his base and get out here quickly. 14 seconds.
Oh, man, this thing is 2-1 right now.
The deep waist is in, and he's riding tough here, Pasker.
Tomlin needs to get to his feet.
5 seconds remain.
3, 2, 1. He can't get loose. He needed three more seconds. And Callan Tomlin, tough loss. 2-1 in overtime. In the meanwhile, in the sudden victory, it's Keegan Poole from Pella over there against Wellendorf from Fort Madison. So we still got Southern Iowa wrestlers bringing it to you here. And we got Knoxville sponsors that love people from Pella coming down and shopping with them. We're talking about good folks like DeVore Homes. Who else we got in Knoxville?
Well, we've got in Knoxville. We've got to get our sheet out here, buddy.
We got 5 seconds left here in the pool match against Wellendorf from Fort Madison, 2-1. So we're going to go into the tiebreaker number one here. And Poole did score the first point in this match, 1-1. Apparently, they can't take each other down here, so we'll see if they can each get an escape or one of them ride each other out.
All right. I want to thank Kathy Cadness from Sundance Realty in Knoxville, Iowa, along with Smith Body Shop and
DeVore Homes.
DeVore Homes, yeah. They are listening in Pella on 96.7, folks. This is live high school wrestling action. It's the final match, and very fitting that we're bringing it to you, and it's a match of interest. Keegan Poole from Pella out here in overtime.
He got his choice. He went down.
And he gets a stand-up, and 3 seconds after the whistle goes off the mat, Wellendorf trails him, and we'll reset it back at the center mat. 27 seconds left in this second overtime period. Period number 5, if you're counting at home.
Well, remind everyone, at 6 o'clock, we're going to come back on the air with 2A action.
And Poole gets away.
There's the escape.
2-1.
And 20 seconds left. Boy, I'd like to see him mix it up here a little bit and try to make something happen on his feet. Neither wrestler able to score a takedown. But with 10 seconds to go, looks like he's just going to be content to pummel and try to ride Wellendorf out for the overtime win.
That Fort Madison boy is a big boy.
Yeah, a couple of big ones here.
Well, guys, I'm going to let you ride this out. I got to get to Fox 15 and get our daily wrap-up up there. Great job out of you guys. We're going to see you back here at 6 o'clock. And Albie is going to take the mat. Sheraton, Knoxville. Davis County, PCM, all on the mat here.
Right now we are in the second overtime period. It's period number six, if you're counting, and it's Keegan Poole for Pella, the 285-pound standout senior.
That was a nice job. That was a nice job by Poole. You know, here's the thing you have to watch. When Weldendorf comes to his feet, 5 seconds, he's going to get nailed for stalling. Poole did a nice job switching off and pushing him out of bounds.
Oh, he just cuts him there.
Yep, Weldendorf gets the escape.
And here we go. There's another pummel, another collar tie. Two bulls leaning on each other.
But the advantage is in Poole's favor. If they continue this and
ooh, there's an underhook here by Poole.
And nobody can get a takedown, though, and it comes down to the ultimate tiebreaker, Poole's going to win because he scored the first point.
Well, he's got to go in the 30 seconds here. He takes down, and if he gets out, he wins.
This would be the second tiebreaker. Well, yeah, this is the second tiebreaker.
No, this is it. There's only 30 seconds left in this match. If he gets ridden out by Weldendorf, Weldendorf wins. Right now, this is it. Poole
well, yeah,
needs to
get
out.
So it was his choice for the sudden victory. That's right.
He took down. So Poole's down. He needs to get out in 24 seconds. If Weldendorf rides him for the next 20 seconds. And there's the escape. And it will be Keegan Poole from Pella in the fourth overtime period. Period number seven. Keegan Poole gets the win for the Pella Dutch. And that was a heck of a match.
It was a great match. And, you know, I forgot to change that. You used to be able to go back to your feet for a minute, and then you'd go through that process again. There'd be nine periods in there, but they took out that second one. So, yeah, the ultimate tiebreaker right there. Poole wins it, advances on. We'll see him tomorrow.
All right. We got to tell you about the guys that are advancing here in Class 3A. Class 3A, it's going to be Kobe Pritchard, the one-legged wrestler from Indianola. Big win over Jacob Close from Epworth. He advances. Oskaloosa's Josh Deal was eliminated, as it looks like Lance Runyon from Indianola. He advances.
Alec Clark.
He got a big win over Keegan Schlutzlick from Xavier Cedar Rapids. And it was Jonathan Morales from Ottumwa. Tough loss against Matt Robertson from Pleasant Valley. And then went up against Jacob Waters, and tough loss there for him. 132 pounds. We had Drew Sams with a couple of tough losses, and
he won a second.
He won the second one. Beat Will Jefferson from Bettendorf. So Drew Sams will wrestle tomorrow.
Colin McConnell is the one that had two bad losses there. That striker from Linmar Marion. I mean, that striker is just a wrestling name between Doug Striker and Kent Striker.
Strawberry Point.
Yep. Right up in that area. So, and then he lost a tough match there to Noah Carr, right in the end there. To eliminate his chances.
Also a couple tough losses for Justin Skinner from Ottumwa, but a great season. And Wyatt Schlatter from Ottumwa, also a couple of tough losses. At 170 pounds, it was Tanner Zimmerman with a consolation side win. He will wrestle tomorrow, as will Isaiah Cox. Big win for him over Tristan Richardson from North Scott Eldridge. 195-pounders, we really didn't have any good Southern Iowa matchups, but man, at the big weights, Kevin, we just called through them. A lot of fun there for our Southern Iowa listeners.
Fortunately,
overtime,
we've seen Callan Tomlin kind of get his chance to shot there on a real, real close match in the overtime. He lost to Dallas Jacobs from Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and then lost that tough match in overtime to Pasker. And Brock Van Loon of Indianola pulled out the win with about 6 seconds left to get a takedown, so he advances to tomorrow. And then, you know, we talked about Tyler Bukanazbic should have had a chance to win that first one, up 4-1, gets caught. But, you know, he's given up about 60 pounds, those kids that weigh 285.
Great year for him.
And lost a heartbreaker to Ed Edwards from Des Moines North Hoover.
Keegan Poole from Pella won his, in a four-overtime match, and that's the Pella wrestler. He advances, so Pella scoring some points here. Right now, it may be a little bit of a surprise, Kevin. It's Fort Dodge in first place with 31 points, followed by Southeast Polk with 28.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a surprise. I mean, Fort Dodge has the individual horses here to win this whole thing. And I think it's going to come down between them and Valley and Southeast Polk. Fort Dodge got some tough kids, and they're going to be tough to beat if they can crown three champions, maybe even four champions. As I think one of them wrestled Justice Skinner there in the first match, Tristan Lara, and they've got some good young kids. And that's probably why they got kind of ridiculed for not wrestling their kids in the regional duels. They should have been here in the regional duels, probably could have come close to winning the dual meet tournament, but held their kids out, wants to keep them healthy here. And I kind of agree with you, Joe. They need to change something in the philosophy of the dual meet tournament.
Yep. They need to have it a week later. But right now, it is a quiet Wells Fargo Arena. We've enjoyed bringing you all this live Class 3A high school wrestling action this afternoon. This morning, it was a great 1A session. And this evening at 6 o'clock, we'll be back here in an hour and a half, and we'll bring you your Albia Blue Demons, all of the Southern Iowa wrestlers in Class 2A, and that's really the bread and butter of South of 34 wrestling. It's the Class 2A matchups. There's more wrestlers in 2A than either 3A or 1A, and it's going to be a ton of fun watching this place fill up with towns, cheerleaders, and wrestlers all rooting their team on.
They said there's more cheerleaders here than there are wrestlers.
That's what we learned earlier. Yep. We had the cheerleading lady on. Jeff Bettis wanted to know what the meanest thing that a cheerleader had gotten caught doing, and it was wearing jewelry to the mat.
Yep, that's – yep.
Yep. So, hey, for Joe Millage, for Jason Summers, for Travis Zapadol, it's Joe Sinclair and Kevin Cochran signing off for an hour and a half. We'll be back with Class 2A at 6 o'clock, folks. Enjoy that classic country sound until then, and we'll be back at 6 on 96.7 KIIC.